Good morning, folks. Saturday morning. That means a day at the trails. Let's take a look. Creek is down there. There's the concrete path is that way. I can show you that here in a second. Here, I'll walk that way. It is a beautiful day. It's amazing how much, like, the leaves and everything, they grow in such a short amount of time. It just seems like yesterday that all this, the trees were bare, there was no leaves or anything because of the colder weather, and then now it's, you know, I think I said it in a previous vlog, I said it almost feels like the predator's gonna, like, come by and it's, you know, cloaked form and then, you know, blow me away. Let's see if we'll walk out. See, this looks like all this tree, all this foliage and everything. And then you turn in this little, you turn to the right, and then, boop, there's the concrete path. There's a concrete path that goes, it goes all, like, encircles the part of the trail. So you can just follow that if you want to, or, and then they build these trails into the forests and stuff, so you can follow that if you want to do more outdoor stuff. But there are times where I start my run across the bridge, and then there's like an open field that I go across, and then there are other times where I start on the other side of this forest, and you can see it's kind of hard to see, there's like this big forest area, and I start on the other side too. This is to Indian Creek Trail, to Sparrow Trail. Watch out, you may encounter poison ivy, venomous snakes, insects, and wild animals. I have encountered all of those here at the trail. I've had my fair share of poison ivy, and then some sort of weird, maybe a few months ago, I was in the open field, and I had to tie my shoes, and then my arm hit, it looked like a weed, and then almost immediately my arm started itching and I got like all these bumps and rash right where it touched. I don't know what the heck that was. Probably should have taken a picture to figure out what it was. Let's see, walk up here. What we're gonna do is we're gonna walk that way, and where I park the parking lot, which I'll probably show you near the end, is over there too. So I gotta go back to the car to put my trail shoes on, because now I just got my running shoes on, but those aren't trail shoes, so I prefer to use the trail shoes. Alright, let me turn around here. Hola. I know all of you are saying, no, please, Howard, turn the camera back around. I don't want to look at you. Well, yeah, I've heard that all my life, so, oh well. Too bad. It's my vlog. All right. What I want to talk about today is the podcast that I'm a part of with four of my accountability group partners. That's Harmony the Bliss Broker, Garcia, Mark Jeffrey, Lee Meekin, and Rodney Sadler. Last but not least, Rodney Sadler. We are part of a podcast called Five Deep. On Instagram and YouTube, it's official Five Deep. I will put a link, customary link, to all that in the description. So essentially, we come on every week. We go now. We go live every Monday at 3:15 p.m. U.S. Central Time, 4:15 U.S. Eastern Time, and I think it would be 9:15 GMT p.m. And we usually are on there for an hour, hour and a half, but we come on there. Our show focuses on accountability, which is what we... I said they're my accountability partners. So we talk about, like, goals that we're going after, highs and lows of the week, you know, are we struggling with anything in particular? And then we have, we also cover like current events. You know, we talked about like the war in Ukraine, and we talked about the Johnny Depp trial and stuff. But, you know, so we do cover current topics, but it's more focused on, the idea is trying to become the best versions of ourselves. We're really trying to push ourselves and push each other to grow with that. So I kind of want to talk about the history of the group as I've been a part of it. I've been a member of this group for just over 2 years. And I wanted to kind of give the history of it. And you'll give a little plug. So if you're interested, come check us out. We'd love to have you watch and interact with us. And there's the sun blinded you all there. So we'd love to have you as a listener and tune in live so you can ask us questions and everything. We love questions, and we'll do our best to answer your questions and help you out. So, my history. So I was asked by Mr. Mark Jeffrey to join the accountability group about 2 years ago. I think it was maybe April or so, March or April of 2020, just as everything started locking down due to the virus, I'll call it that, the virus. And I think I found Mark on Instagram, and he was, oh, there's a squirrel. Very cool. Maybe hopefully we'll find something else out here other than squirrels. No issues with squirrels, but maybe we can find other wildlife out here. Maybe we'll see the snakes, and I don't know if we'll see, we may not see spiders. I've never seen spiders this early. I don't know if spiders are, if they come out at particular times or what, but I've seen big old tarantulas out here, like big old suckers, like bigger than my hand, and it's like really, that's really cool. Here, I'll let you look at the trails as we walk here, so you won't have to deal with my ugly mug. But he asked, pardon me, I lost my train of thought. I found him on Instagram, and I believe I found him on Instagram, and he was asking for guests to come on his show, his podcast, and so I sent him a direct message, kind of gave him my backstory. He said, yep, love to have you on the show. Had a great talk. And then afterwards, he asked me, he's like, hey, I have this accountability group, and I think you'd be a great fit for it. And so I accepted. And at the time, it was a podcast accountability group. So we got together once a week on Skype. Believe so. They'll probably correct me on this. I think we started off coming in on Skype every week, or that may have occurred a little bit after I joined. We started doing that, but I know we checked in daily on Voxer, which is like a walkie-talkie app where we can talk to one another in the group. They're having like a little meeting over there, but yeah, it started off as a podcast accountability group. So essentially, we helped each other with our podcast. All of us in the group had a podcast, and you know, we were helping each other out in terms of, okay, we want to be consistent, and then consistently getting better. The concept that I've talked about, the persistent consistency. Not only being consistent with your work, but always trying to improve. You can go to the gym every day and bench press 100 pounds, that's being consistent. But if you go to the gym, you know, whatever, 3 times a week, whatever, and you're trying to increase the weight, you're trying to do more reps, and you're trying to get better at it, that's the persistent consistency. Look at that, there's the creek. Definitely don't want to get too close to the edge. Very cool. And this creek goes all the way to the other side of the trails, which is over there, way over there, where the creek kind of Well, when the where the trail ends, the creek continues for a little bit. That's where I first saw the cougar when I was running alone, and it crossed my path, and I was like, yep, I think I may go the other way. But it just walked off into the trails. But back to the story. So yeah, we were helping each other out with our podcast, and soon, say not too long after we, you know, we had this group and we were talking and everything and meeting up once a week on Skype and then checking in on Boxer for daily stuff, the group soon morphed. It morphed into more of like a life coach slash, you know, counseling, I don't really know the term, group. Because as we checked in every day on Boxer and then once a week on Skype, up the wind's picking up a little bit. You know, it came to light that life was affecting our podcasting. You know, family obligations, work obligations, you know, whatever the case may be. Life gets in the way of our podcasting. So then we were helping each other out with our life issues. So then it kind of turned into, okay, well, it's not really only podcasting we were doing, are holding ourselves accountable for, but really life, our life goals we were holding ourselves accountable for. Let's take a look. Here's the creek, and there's some people in there at the creek. Very cool. Very cool. And right now, like I said, it's us five, but there's been members of the group that have come and gone from the group. I think Michael was part of the group, and oh gosh, now my mind's gone blank. There were several people that were coming in and out of the group. Some of them, they would come in for just one meeting, and then we'd, you know, they were gone. And that's, you know, and that happens. You know, there are people that come and go from life. There were others, you know, maybe they found out after the meeting it wasn't for them, which is okay. That's the whole point of trying it, is to see if it works for you. There was others that I remember that they just had so much going on that they really couldn't commit to the group, and that's okay too. For me, I appreciate them being honest about it. Like, hey, if they can't commit to it, then all right, better to tell us now than deep into it when, you know, we've already, you know, gone a long way with telling them stuff and getting into the group that we're doing, and they're not contributing to it. So, well, this is interesting. I don't think I'm going to be able to get over this. I don't really want to go under it, so I guess I'll go around. So let me turn the camera around here. If something interesting comes up, I'll show you. Yeah, which, again, please show the trails, Howard, not your face. Oh, well. So, yeah, that was basically the group. I mean, as I've said, we just checked in daily, sometimes every other day. And a check-in could be just as simple as, hey, guys, what's up? You know, hey, I've been busy today. I'll check in tomorrow, you know. And, you know, we'd go back and forth if somebody was struggling with an issue, you know, that occurred in between the time that we had our meetups, then we would, you know, all jump on there and give them support and advice, etc. But we talked about it for a time, about putting our meetups as a podcast. And it was just before the new year. Was it just before the new year or just after the new year? I remember it was, I think it was like a Sunday night or something like that. We all kind of decided via talking through Voxer, we're like, hey, let's just put this stuff out on YouTube. You know, we've been doing this now here for 2 years. Well, this is going to be fun. I'll show you this. It's like steep. Fun, fun, fun. All right, there we go. Now, that's a trail that looks kind of dicey. I think I'm going to go this way. But yeah, we've been doing this for almost 2 years, and then we all decided, hey, let's just start putting this stuff out on YouTube. So we started recording it. I think we did it on Skype, and we would record it. We had set topics we were going to talk about. Hey, good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
How y'all doing?
Doing good. It's a beautiful morning.
Absolutely. Yeah, not a cloud in the sky, not too hot.
Yes.
It's a great day to enjoy the beautiful trails.
Yep, yeah.
Thank you all be careful. Day. Yep, you too. But, yeah, we recorded it on Skype, and then we would we would release it. Let me walk up this trail. And then Mark would send me the audio file, and then I would put it up on Anchor. For a podcast. And then we said, okay, we've been doing this, I don't know how many, we may have done like 6-7 episodes or something like that, I don't remember how many. And then we decided, all right, let's go live on YouTube. Let's take it up to the next level, kick it up a notch. Let's go live on YouTube. So then now Rodney told us about StreamYard, and so we use StreamYard, which is wonderful. I like StreamYard. It's very user friendly. And so yeah, let's say now we go live on YouTube at 3:15 p.m. Central Time, 4:15 p.m. Eastern, and then 9:15 p.m. GMT. And yeah, we just, as I just said at the beginning, we talk about personal development. We have set topics. We'll talk some about current events. You know, if anybody's having any issues, we'll bring that up. You know, anybody who's comfortable talking, you know, basically to potentially the world about their issues, we'll be happy to talk about it. And you know, part of it going live on YouTube is that we were going to make ourselves accountable to not only us, but to the world. You know, because it potentially anybody in the world could see what we're talking about. Oh, it's a lady I know. Could see, you know, what we're talking about and follow us and follow our journey and our growth and everything. That was part of it. But more importantly, I think what we get from going, putting it on YouTube, but then also going live on YouTube, is we're doing it for your all benefit. Everybody who tunes in. We have, between us, there's decades and decades of life experience. I mean, we're all of us are in our 40s, and I think Lee is the youngest at 40, and so we have, you know, whether that be over, you know, 160 years, whether that be, if I do my math right, and there's over 40 years, there's five of us, so 200 years collectively in terms of adding all our years of life together, of life experience. And I think that it's more important that you all that watch it live or watch the recording or listen on any major podcast platform, that you are going to get a benefit from our experience, which is why we wanted to put it out for the world. The main reason. So that's it. I think that's it. I made little bullet points here to try to keep it concise. I think I covered everything, so we're going to go back. I'm going to just record the trails a little bit. I'm going to record the trails a little bit, and then I'll take you back to the parking lot so you can kind of see. I wasn't actually too far over that way. I wasn't too far. Is the other side. I remember, and then I forget to move the microphone. I wasn't too far from the dam that they built. They built this new dam. If I remember, I'll show you that next time. But they built a dam, and it looks really beautiful because they shut all that down for like months. But I actually start my run over there because there's like a hill that goes up just to start the run. And then here's the creek that I showed earlier. So yeah, you gotta watch your step. Watch your step. But I'll take you back to the parking lot. I got enough battery life this time on the GoPro. I made sure it was fully charged before I came out here. So we'll go down here. I can hear some people up here. Let's see, let's go. I'll be quiet and let you listen to any of the sounds of nature that the microphone picks up. I think I'm back to the logs. This time I'm just going to go under the logs. So, wish me luck that my back doesn't go out. Good morning, y'all. Digging it up, dig it up. Well, keep at it. Oh, that's a big old tree. Look at that. What's in there? Look at this one here. This is a big old tree. I wonder how long this has been here. Look at that. You can see there's like bugs and stuff in there. I don't know if you can see it. This is really quite beautiful, this whole area here they built. It's interesting because this is like a nature preserve. It's like, I think it's 300 acres. I think it's what it said. But you may be able to hear it through the microphone when I freaking stop talking, close my big mouth. But there's a major, it's called the Dallas North Tollway. It's just to the east of here. And that goes all the way down to like just north of downtown Dallas. There's a major road right here, Parker Road. And so there's like a, you can't see it from here, but on the other side of, on the other side where I showed, where I talked about where the dam is, there's apartments. There's literally apartments backing up to this place. So there's like, this is a little haven, but then as soon as you leave, there's like, you know, the modern world right there. So that's what makes this place kind of cool. I think I go this way. This is the first time in a while that I'm actually like, where the hell do I go? Actually, you know what? I'm going to go this way. We're going to go Mockingbird Alley. So, yeah, I know. I remember now. So, sometimes I get lost. When I first started coming here, my friend Dom, he introduced me to this place when he was training for a Spartan race, and he got me to train for my first Spartan race. That was like 2016, I think. And I had to go with him because I would get lost. I had no idea where I'm going. But now, other than right there where I had a senior moment, I pretty much know every single inch of this trail, which just right then didn't really do justice to my claim. But right here is where I came in this morning. You go up that hill and the parking lot's right on the other side. So I'll record till I get to the parking lot and then I'll stop it because I got to get ready to go run. So I bring, I have my homemade electrolyte drink that I have in the car, that I put in my backpack, and then before I run, I do a little quick warm-up. Warm up the hamstrings, warm up the calves, because my calves are the big problem, because I've torn my calf before. So, yeah, that gives me problems. And then as I run, when I take a break, then I stretch my calves as well. Stretch, 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 stretch. All right, we're almost here. Are back at the beginning. So you can probably hear the traffic. All right, and here's the parking lot. And that's it, there's the parking lot there. Let's go across. Good morning. You see all the cars here, it's summertime, or close to summertime, so everybody shows up. There's the sun, I didn't want to blind you again. This guy's got the right idea. Over there, over on the other side of that hill, it's flat. And when I was training for Spartan races, I would take a wooden broomstick that it's just like a broomstick or a mop replacement handle that was pretty heavy, and I would practice my spear throw. So I'd practice just at least trying to get it to go straight. And we're almost at the car, so I guess with that, 27 minutes. I will sign off, gotta get the gear on and then get ready to go run. So, Howard out. Take care.